Los Angeles, 1:48 a.m. I'm overheating, my body's on fire. My legs weigh 1,000 pounds each. My veins are pumping nitric oxide. My heart is pounding heavy, beating against my chest plate. I'm jogging, running full speed downhill dressed in an all-black Givenchy tracksuit. Underneath the black twillen nylons, a machine carved out of steel. 1,000 muscles efficiently working in perfect harmony to achieve the fastest speed. My body is strong, resilient, built for endurance. I also embody confidence, charisma, fearlessness, ruthlessness, focus, independence, and lack of empathy. These are all the qualities of a psychopathic killer. Apparently we have a dysfunction in our brain's emotion center, the amygdala. But it's this very flaw that allows us to make objective and logical choices in situations that the rest of us would find difficult to tackle. For example, in making large jaw cuts or large cuts in the jaw, we are totally insensitive to emotional factors in decision making. A psychopath's fearless and impulsive approach may also put us at a disadvantage. Researchers have found that psychopaths not only have a low fear response to alarming situations, but are even calmed by them. In the 1980s, Professor Stanley Rachman studied bomb disposal operatives with high and low levels of psychopathic traits. He found that the operatives with the highest psychopathic profiles had decreased heart rates when disposing of bombs. Psychopaths' abnormal anxiety responses present a real problem in situations where caution is needed at work. But then I remember my uncle Nicolo saying that it is better to be adventurous than cautious, because fortune is a woman, and if you wish to keep her under it is necessary to be and ill-use her, and it is seen that she allows herself to be mastered by the adventurous, rather than by those who go to work more coldly. She is, therefore, always, womanlike, a lover of young men, because they are less cautious, more violent, and with more audacity command her. Beat and ill-use her, beat and ill-use her, beat and ill-use her. My ankle's words keep intruding, robotically bursting into my head like an executive order, announcing themselves in haunting familiar ways, and I pull my hood over my head, and make a quick ride on Sunset Boulevard. I start moving at a slower pace because the bars are packed with young girls getting smashed and watered down my ties and Long Island iced teas. I momentarily stop in front of Saddle Ranch and check my Nike fuel bin. I burned 4,500 calories today. And though I should be happy about this fact, I'm simply not, because I have no fat to burn, which means that this little cardiovascular exercise has done more harm than good. I burn more muscle than fat. This is a fact I must live with. A military jet flies overhead. There are girls in the smoking patio staring at me, but I stay stationary, aimlessly staring at my leather Valentino cane Rockrunner sneakers, at the burgundy laces, a desperate effort to reverse reality, I suppose. But 5 minutes later I'm running full tilt again, this time with Royce up and Robin blasting through my headphones, but then some faggot blindly aggressively drives his Lotus or McLaren out of the Chateau driveway, almost smashing into me. He stops midway into the sidewalk, centimeters from my legs, and I just lose it. With my madness cranked up to the max, I start stomping down on the hood of the car like a crazed lunatic. I'm destroying it because I can squat 500 pounds effortlessly, and after 6 or 7 crushing kicks the bumper breaks off. In the aftermath, I'm left in a daze, woozy. I lost track of time again. The driver remains seated in his car shocked. He's talking into his cell phone. It takes me a fucking eternity to get moving again. I turn the volume up in my ears and find my zone. 6 blocks later I'm checking my fuel band again, but now it's leaving me weird messages on the LED display. An ambient light says we're just creatures, nothing more, and go to 2-420-3 Sunset to Unit 206, ask for Maria. Why? Who is Maria? I'm screaming into my wrist, but all I can hear is my uncle's voice overpowering mine, taunting me over the soundtrack of synth pop, saying over and over and over again, beat and ill-use her. It's relentless and haunts me all the way up the hill to my house, where I decide to skip dinner, do 300 sit-ups, and drink 2 gallons of water. For reasons beyond my immediate comprehension, I end up taking an abnormal number of selfies before I go to sleep. I have wonderful dreams because I'm ripped to shreds.